I was getting a massage and she found a lymph node on my collarbone. The next thing I knew, I had cancer. My oncologist fired me, said, I can't treat you because you're not following my protocol.
You can eat all the kale and blueberries and watercress in the world. It's really doing the work and changing the habits and the things that we grew up with lifelong.
I watch these people do 5 days of really healthy food, organic, no bad seed oils, no gluten, no dairy, no sugar. And they're different people in 5 days. If they have digestive issues, if they don't sleep or their energy or their brain fog, in 5 days of eating decent, good food, they're like, oh my God, I'm a different person.
It goes to show you how beautiful the body is and how much it wants to heal when we remove the obstacles.
I just absolutely love all the... They are probably one of the top anti-cancer foods. When you do feel like you're in control of your health, we can heal from anything.
Can you tell me what your personal top 4 cancer hacks are for you?
I would say...
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Cancer Proof Living. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Michelle, an 8-year non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer survivor, mom, and integrative nutrition health coach. After cancer, I wanted more than just survival, so I built the healing roadmap that I couldn't find. Now I guide survivors and cancer-conscious humans to detox, rebuild, and thrive. On today's episode, I speak with Alyssa Goodman. Personal health and educating others on their health and wellness have been passions of Alyssa's for many years. She had issues with her health for her entire life, from cancer to autoimmune issues and Hashimoto's in her 30s. Beyond her own health, she has also struggled with watching various loved ones suffer from health-related issues, including her husband, Mark, who lost his battle to cancer in his mid-40s. She decided it was time to take her health into her own hands, so she became an integrative, holistic nutritionist. Fast forward several years, and she has helped thousands of clients manage their health issues, and she has created her own delivered EG kitchen cleanse in Los Angeles. She has created several successful cleanses with Cafe Gratitude and M Cafe, and her own digital reset guides. The EG kitchen cleanse allows people to have nourishing, vibrant, healing food delivered right to their doorstep so that clean eating is easier than ever. Most importantly, her cleanse is made with love. Her mission is to educate and encourage healthy, mindful living and help others embrace the concept that we are products of what we eat and how we treat ourselves. And you guys, this episode is so amazing. She gives me her top 4 cancer hacks, and we also discuss favorite superfoods to eat to help fight cancer. And we talk about different nutrition trends out there and her whole mental and emotional journey that led her to where she is today. You don't want to miss this episode. It's so good. Hi, Alyssa. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining the podcast today and for making time. We are so honored to have you. I can't wait to dig into your story a little bit. You and I have a very similar story that really revolves around cancer and Hashimoto's. And when I came across your profile, and I actually seen you on a couple of other podcasts as well, I just thought you would be the perfect person to talk to. You have such amazing expertise. So before we get started, can you share a little bit about your story with me and really these moments that led you to where you're at right now?
Yes, it is kind of a long story. I will make it short. You know, growing up as a kid, I always say I start out with, you know, I was sick a lot as a kid. So I had a low white blood cell count when I was born. Years ago, they didn't really know what to do with that. It was always just like, make sure you get enough sleep. But, you know, there wasn't any supplements or anything to build up the immune system. And so I was sick consistently and always felt tired, always. So I ate really shitty because I ate a lot of sugar and carbs to like get my energy up. And also just emotionally, I felt shitty because I just never felt like I had enough energy or get up and go. And I would say that is like most of my life. I grew up in Arizona, moved to New York and, you know, worked the fast pace in the advertising business, sick all the time in New York with the weather and the stress and all that. And then I moved my husband, I met him in New York. I moved him to LA and come to LA and I get diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I was diagnosed, but I didn't even know I had cancer because, you know, someone who never felt well growing up and didn't even know what feeling well felt like. I was getting a massage and I was sitting upright like this, and she found a lymph node on my collarbone. So she's like, you really should get it checked out. And then the next thing I knew, I had cancer. So that was quite devastating. I was trying to have kids. I was 32. I had a really amazing job with Vogue magazine, you know, and just everything kind of halted for me. But it was a really beautiful turning point because I actually halted and finally, for the first time in my life, stopped my rat race existence and pulled back and started to take care of myself. You know, I started eating better. I started juicing. I went to yoga. I, you know, went for walks. I read every self-help book I got my hands on. Just wanted to get emotionally good, physically good. Became a vegan. Wasn't the healthiest vegan because I didn't really know how to do that. But I just really tried to like dive into the health world. And LA was a great place because it was Mrs. Gooch's at the time before Whole Foods. And there were juice places. There were yoga places. You know, the weather was great. So it was, and I went to see acupuncturists, colonics, people, naturopaths, and kind of devoured everything. And I got better. I did do a little bit of radiation. I didn't do chemo like I wanted. Right. And I did half the radiation they wanted me to, which honestly, it's so crazy because my oncologist fired me, said, I can't treat you because you're not following my protocol. So I basically was scared because I was like, I'm taking this into my own hands. You know, I really got lucky, really lucky that everything worked out. Ended up having two kids after that. But I did get Hashimoto's because of the radiation. They radiated my thyroid. I got hypothyroidism. They radiated my gut. So I got hypo and Hashi and celiac and didn't really know that I had those things for years afterwards. Got, you know, took years to get diagnosed, as you know, in those days as well. But then my husband was diagnosed with cancer 11 and a half years later after mine. And he ended up having non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm so sorry about that too. Yeah.
It felt so strange that two people in the same household had a similar lymphatic cancer. And he had fought it for a year and a half and passed away from fungal pneumonia. But he went a whole different route. He went Western medicine the whole way. He was scared shitless. He did two bone marrow transplants in a year and a half. Some people have a really hard time with one. You know, they take your immune system.
Right. No, that's a hard regimen.
Yeah. So the fungal pneumonia wasn't a surprise, but he passed away at 46. So that was another wake-up call, the 32, the 46. I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
What am I going to do now? I'm left at 46 raising two girls, 10 and 7, and trying to figure out which direction I'm going to go in my life. And then also feeling massively depleted again after that year and a half of helping him. So I dove back into the health world, very much so, and went back to school and got certified in Eastern and Western nutrition. I got certified in supplements and also all kinds of emotional modalities as well, only because I wanted to learn for myself. And I also wanted to get healthier, stronger. And I just wanted to make sure that I was good just for my girls because they were scared.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's your inspiration. That's everything, right? To be the good role model. And I'm so sorry for your loss. And I can imagine just how hard it was to navigate after your cancer diagnosis and to then start the whole process all over again. And even though he went a different route and just everything that happens when you become a caregiver can be very emotionally stressful.
Yeah.
And obviously the outcome and everything. So that's very hard. And I know I read on somewhere, probably in your website too, that you were like a perfectionist, the go, go, go mentality and, you know, somewhat highly critical of yourself and all of these things that I think a lot of women experience, but something that I very much experienced leading up to my cancer diagnosis as well. And as you were making these shifts and changes when you were diagnosed, that mental struggle of kind of not falling back into those old patterns, right? And those old habits. It's hard. It's a hard thing to break. I even still say like I'm a recovering perfectionist, recovering everything because there's days where I have to absolutely pull myself back I'm overscheduling, I'm doing too much, or, you know, we all know our triggers and what we can fall back into. Do you feel like all the modalities that helped you through cancer also helped you with reframing kind of the foundation for everything, which is the mindset, right?
Interestingly, I think that there were different modalities that really propelled me to be where I'm at today, where I'm not as critical. And I'm not, like, I do have a sense of some calm, peace, love for myself, which I never had in those days. So I do deal with a lot of clients and a lot of cancer people, a lot of hardcore health issues. And I do see the stress that they live under, and the basically they don't have like a self-love for themselves, and they don't have that peace in their, you know, they don't feel at peace. And our body can't heal unless we put it into that parasympathetic nervous system. We live in that sympathetic, which I did my whole life. I really just learned this probably like 5-6 years ago. So I'm 65 and I really learned it at 58, 59. And I just always hope that people don't wait till then to learn that, because when you do feel like you're in like control of your health, you know, you can heal. We can heal from anything. So basically, we need to know that. We need to like have love for ourselves. We need to accept ourselves the way we are. Yes, we can make changes, but we just really need to like love who we are, you know, because we're here and we're present and we're, you know, we are the person that we came into the world to be. So I just find that that was the part. I did plant medicine. That's what really propelled me to that next level. I, on the journeys with the plant medicine, I could see how hard I was on myself and how critical and how just, how could someone live in a body like that? I viscerally could feel that. And then I got to the other plate, the other side of it, and feeling the calm and the peace and the love for myself. And it's not like an ego thing. It's just a self-preservation thing that everything changed for me. So the emotional part was more, took a little while to get to. I still was working in that same protocol of criticism, and I'm an Aries. So I'm a type A all the way. And, you know, everything has to be done right. And all the items have to be crossed off on my list. And, you know, I was working like that for a long, long time. But nowadays, life has become a little smoother, a little more flowy, and I just appreciate everything a lot more. And that has changed my health. Like, I feel like $1 million today sitting in front of you, but I didn't all those years. I just felt like shit. And, you know, you ask someone, how do you feel? And they're like, oh, I'm okay. I'm good, you know, but no one ever says I feel great. Right? Most of the time.
Right.
And I just feel great emotionally, physically. And that's really the goal, because you can heal. You know, my favorite cancer book, you know, is Radical Remission. I'm sure you know that, right? And it's the modalities that she investigated for stage 4 healing holistically were all emotional, right? De-stressing, finding self-love, finding some peace. I know. So
it's so true too. And a lot of clients that I work with cancer survivors and preventers, but a lot of the survivors that I work with, I always ask, what was happening like 2 to 5 years prior to your diagnosis? What was going on in life? And it's so crazy, because 7 out of 10 times someone's going through a very stressful event, you know, loss of a loved one or a care, you know, whatever the case is, a divorce, you know, really stressful events that really, in my opinion, which is, this is not going to be a scientific fact that I'm spitting out right now, but stress is such a driving factor in so much of our health and what we're doing, and autoimmune and cancer and everything. And I know for me, my mom passed from cancer 1 year prior to my diagnosis, and my husband and I were her caregivers, and she had a stage 4 stomach cancer, and I had stage 2 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So very different, but both very environmentally driven cancers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as her caregiver and then being diagnosed within a year, I thought there was no way that stress didn't play a part in my diagnosis. I was so stuck in emotion and grief and in pain, and I couldn't move forward. I had so much PTSD from the caregiving. It was really, really quite difficult. And it took years to go through therapy to really move through it, as well as then move through my own cancer diagnosis.
So I
know that the stress piece of it really does play such a big piece.
You know, it's interesting. We're in stress mode and I'm giving you healthy food to eat and juices to drink, and you're still in the stress mode. You know, it's really not going to benefit you as the same way if you're not. Like, you know, when you're stressed, you're not going to digest and absorb your nutrients when you're even trying to eat healthy. So I know it's massively huge.
You're not going to heal your gut. You're not going to, you know, chronic stress is connected to everything physical and emotional that's going in our body.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way you can put your body in a parasympathetic state while being stressed out or stuck in fight or flight. It's very difficult. And, you know, I think that's the mindset and the foundation and the foundation of health that really comes in. You can eat all the kale and blueberries and watercress in the world, you know, but if you're not getting yourself and doing the work, it's really doing the work and changing the habits and the things that we grew up with lifelong, right?
Mm-hmm. So true.
After all of these serious health challenges that you really went through, how did these turning points in your journey crystallize your mission? And was there one moment where you were like, this is what I'm here for. This is more than me. This is my calling. How did you, and obviously doing radiation and then doing health modalities to help work through your own cancer diagnosis, which worked very well. Did you work with anybody while you were doing that, like a integrative or holistic doctor or functional medicine doctor? No, you just did it yourself?
No, surprisingly, I just like investigated it all on my own.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was pretty wild.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
I did have a little bit of a basis of like maybe how to do it, because my mom was an asthmatic growing up and she used to go to Rancho La Puerta. Have you ever heard of Rancho La Puerta? It's ranch in Tecate, Mexico. They owned like the Golden Door in Rancho La Puerta. So it's just across the border in Mexico. Okay. And it's been around for like, oh my God, 50, 60 years or something like that. It was at one time a place where people would go, you know, dry out from like alcohol and things like that. And then it became this health ranch. And you'd go to this place and I would go with her when I was older and a teenager. She'd go with like 20 women and you'd go from 7 days. You had no phone, no access to the outside world. And they grew all their own food. It was plant-based. They exercised every day. They had massages. They did all these different classes. They had yoga. They had breath work. They were so ahead of their time.
Sign me up. This sounds wonderful.
I think that was really, I went as a teenager, like maybe two or three times. I hated being there because I did not want to be with a bunch of older women. I wanted to be home and off the grid. That was like torturous. But I saw these women were different women from the day they arrived to the day they left. Like, they were happier. They were healthier. So I guess I had that as a baseline, really. It was kind of cool. So I knew there were these modalities out there. So it wasn't like I was just blindly going into this. So I was lucky in that way. And I feel like, I mean, now I know it's my calling. And the last probably 10 years it's been, I started a cleanse 13 years ago. And we have four different food programs that we cook and deliver across California or LA. And I watch these people do 5 days of really healthy food, organic, you know, no bad seed oils, no gluten, no dairy, no sugar, all of that. No, and they're different people in 5 days. If they have digestive issues, they don't sleep or their energy or their brain fog. In 5 days of eating decent, good food, they're like, oh my God, I'm a different person. And it just was like, this is so simple. You know, like you guys.
Right. And life-changing for them. Think about people walking around who are so sick in 5 days. And it goes to show you how beautiful the body is and how much it wants to heal when we remove the obstacles and we can really give it a chance to heal and bring down inflammation and all of the things. But that must be really rewarding too, just to see people's reactions and be able to put them on a healthier path and open their mind to just a completely different way of life, because that's what it is. It's a way of life at the end of the day, right? It's not a fad. It's not a diet. Right. This is a commitment to a completely different lifestyle. But to your point earlier, you said, I feel so good, right? And when you feel so good, you want to keep going. You want to stay on that right track. It's the best motivation that you could possibly have, especially when you've been chronically ill.
Yeah, when you've lived like, you know, sort of like not feeling great and then you feel great, you don't want to go back to that. You want to stay feeling great. And there's so many, it's so beautiful these days. There's so many great modalities out there to keep you feeling great. Like there's the basics that people don't do, which is the hydration and eating decent, good food and real food, you know, and sleeping and de-stressing. But man, some of the crazy, amazing supplements that are on the market that are high-end, that are great, the peptides that are, you know, the all the other, you know, infrared, like just everything that's out there is so beautiful these days. I mean, it is overwhelming for people to know where to start, but when you do have somebody that can guide you and help you and, you know, start you on a path slowly as you and build on it, I mean, it's endless. And it's so beautiful in terms of like how people are turning back the clock and longevity and all of that is happening too. So I think that people are living longer, they're living older, and they want to feel good in their 70s and 80s.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Quality of life, no matter what age, that is key. Suffering through it is not living. It's really not. So what are some modalities that you do today that you feel like have just been game changers for you?
So what I do is I do NAD. So, you know, it's a coenzyme, you know, for cellular energy and metabolism. That's been a game changer. I do injections, but there are precursors you could take to build your NAD. I do peptides. I do the copper peptide for hair and skin. That's been a game changer for my hair and my skin. I do PPC 157 for my Hashimoto's and gut and just lowering inflammation. I do peptide for telomeres to lengthen your telomeres. So I'm diving into the peptides, which I'm absolutely adoring. I would say that, you know, just focusing really heavily on sleep, really making sure my REM and my deep are long and really good and make sure I sleep 8 hours a night. So that's kind of been crucial for me. I did have insomnia for 4 years. So that was not fun. That was terrible. So, and just, I would say just making sure I exercise and move my body every day, just 10,000 steps at minimum. Just that is crucial. And just, I meditate every day. You know, I do meditate. I take high quality supplements. So I think, you know, I mean, there is hyperbaric, infrared, like all of these crazy, you know, cold plunge. Like I'm not really into those for some reason. I don't know why, but I'm into the other stuff.
Well, I feel like peptides, we're just learning so much more like every day. I feel like I'm hearing about a different peptide, the benefits of peptides. I feel like it wasn't that popular the last 5 years, or maybe it's just becoming more mainstream now. What do you think that shift with peptide, like when did that happen? Like how did that become so popular all of a sudden?
I think it was because of the GLPs, you know, the GLP-1 peptide. I think that they probably have been around, but I think that GLP just propelled them into a whole different category, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I think that, you know, I don't know if it was 2 years ago. I feel like it was just 2 or 3 years, not longer than that.
Yeah, it hasn't. And every, even like the research and books that I read and everything, I just feel like it's been an explosion the last couple of years. So that's very exciting too. And it's exciting because it can help people. And like you said, when it's done right, when it's done with some guidance, you know, it can benefit your health long-term and the sky is the limit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the way you eat now, is it so different from when you were struggling with cancer or even recovering from cancer? Or do you feel like, and I'll put it this way, like I was a vegetarian for like 6 months or something. And it was horrific for me. It just didn't work with me. It didn't work with my health. It was actually when I was diagnosed with Hashi's. It was really, really a hard time. I truly believe that everyone's bio-individual and needs to explore what foods and what feels good for them and their intolerances and just where they're at in life. But But I also believe that, like, how I eat 8 years out of cancer, you know, is not that different from how I was eating when I was first in treatments or out of treatments and things like that. Because I know, like, certain foods that just really can, like, pump the immune system and help detoxify and things like that. Have you stuck with, like, the same kind of eating patterns, or have you changed it up in the last various years?
I would say I've just recently changed it up. The thing that I changed up was the protein. So I just felt as I age, I feel like I wasn't, you know, I want to just be focused on getting enough protein to rebuild my muscles and repair my muscles and build muscles. So, but I really still am a huge vegetable girl. That part hasn't changed. You know, fiber is important. I talk to so many people who don't even know what fiber is and think about it. And because of the detoxifying part of it, you know, going to the bathroom is stage one of detoxing your body. So just, like, talk to way too many people who are constipated for days. You know, I don't know if you know, but we are supposed to really go after every meal, but who does that?
At least 1 to 2 times a day, right? And then you talked with some people who are like, oh, once a week or once every few days. And it's not normal to have that. Right. Yes.
So I've always been focused on vegetables, fiber, but the protein, I really did think I was getting enough and the best from plants, from the legumes and the beans and the quinoa and the edamame and tempeh and tofu. But I've crave animal protein now. So I definitely don't eat huge portions, but I will eat like 3 to 4 ounces of that a couple of times a day now. So that's changed for me.
Do you feel different? Do you feel different with animal?
I do. I feel more energized. I also, my brain feels better. I feel like my muscle has stayed intact, all of that. I just definitely, blood sugar stays balanced. I wasn't so balanced before with the plant-based stuff. So I do struggle with a little bit of blood sugar stuff because I think, you know, my gut isn't as healthy as it should be. So even though I don't eat sugar, my blood sugar still is too high. Surprisingly, you know, you wouldn't think that, but so I just definitely feel like I have to balance all of that. I'm still a little bit of a type A, so adrenally, I get like burned out. So I used to love intermittent fasting and I did it for years. And now I'm realizing that's not really working for me because my body is getting too stressed by the time I eat my first meal. So that's, I still love green juices, love matcha, love green tea, you know, just love all the cruciferous veggies because I just think those are like crucial. So those things really haven't changed. But I, you know, I just had a client today and it was a man and I was talking to him and I said, so what's your vegetable intake? And it was just so fascinating. I have lettuce, tomatoes, and avocado. And I'm like, that's what you call vegetables? But it's so crazy how, Michelle, like most people think that, you know, is the vegetables.
That's like the world we live in. That's the world we live in when things are so fast and ultra processed. It's like, that's what you get on the burger. That's, you know, that's what you have in your sandwich. It's very different from having a variety, having those 30 plus different plant foods a day and understanding there's a lot of different veggies and seasonal veggies and veggies that and fruits that can be so powerful and help our body in such different ways. And I know I have clients too where it's a struggle or you're introducing fiber, introducing blood sugar in a completely different way, but it's also the best feeling when they start to get it and they're like, oh, that's connected. And oh, that makes sense. And you know, you're really changing their life for the better, you know, at any age too, which is so fantastic.
I used to be very hardcore. Like I was hardcore with what I'm eating, hardcore with like, you know, just everything I was putting in my body and talk about stress. So I just want to preface, you know, if you do it, try to be 100%, you're just going to get stressed. And that's why I just was like, this is not working for me. I have to have some flexibility here. And I love food too. That's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a good point too. We can get so stressed out over being perfect or following something perfectly. And we fall into these traps and then our cortisol is starting to go up and our adrenals start to get worn out. And we're more stressed about what to eat or what to order versus having the flexibility, giving yourself grace and understanding the body can can recover very well, you know, in 80 to 90% of the time, you know, really focusing on the whole plant foods and, you know, the things that really support our body at the end of the day is the best medicine that we can give. And the stress around it too. There's so many people that can get so stuck in the stress or just so frozen with, I don't know what to do. So I'm just not going to do anything, you know, especially with just the influx of information going on out there where, you know, it doesn't have to be the all or nothing mentality, right? We can have that balance and, you know, not take it too seriously at the end of the day.
Yeah, true.
This is just a reminder that the giveaway is still running until next week, and it's not too late to enter. The prize is up to $750 worth of wellness goodies, and I'm doing this to celebrate the launch of my new podcast, Cancer Proof Living, and I say thank you for being a part of this amazing community. One lucky winner will receive a $100 Amazon gift card to kickstart your low-toxin living, a $100 gift card to Primarily Pure so you can stock up on all your favorite non-toxic personal care items, and my Eat to Heal collection, which includes three different meal plans that support your gut, hormones, and inflammation, packed with healing recipes, grocery lists, food swaps, and so much more. A free one-on-one consult or Q&A session with me, and my ultimate product guide to non-toxic living. That's a total of over $750 in value up for grabs. Here's how to enter. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Cancer Proof Living. Go back to episode 3 and like it and comment below episode 3 and tell me one healthy change that you're making or want to make to support your own healing journey. And number 4, tag 3 of your health and wellness besties. That's it. I'll be announcing the winner on November 4th during episode 5. So make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, Cancer Proof Living, and have your notifications turned on so you don't miss it. Thank you for being here, for showing up for your health, and for being a part of this amazing growing community. What are some of your go-to like superfoods for cancer prevention?
So one of them is something that I've done, like I did for 30 years, and I used to juice consistently. When I got diagnosed, I found a juice place. I'd just been juicing on and off for 30 years. And I would say, like, throwing into a juicer or blender, even the blender is easy and great. Celery, cucumber, lemon, ginger, parsley, you know, spinach, mixing up those greens, like one day spinach, one day kale, arugula, like there's so many beautiful, you know, dandelion greens, like there's so many, radicchio even, like throwing them into a blender and with lemon and ginger, that's what I never put any fruit or anything like that in my juices. So I cut it with the lemon or lime and ginger. That is, I think, exceptional. So, okay, that in itself is just like, get drinking 16 or 20 ounces of that is like probably 5-6 cups of vegetables. You know, I kind of like try to get people to get 8 cups of vegetables a day. And that's a lot, I know, but that is so cleansing and so nourishing. And the vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, they go into the cells because it's, you know, and you get the fiber as well. So that is incredible. And the other thing is I just absolutely love all the cruciferous veggies. They are probably one of the top anti-cancer foods, as you know. Radicchio, spinach, the cruciferous veggies, onions, leeks, garlic. So, you know, just making sure all of those are involved in the diet, the cauliflower and the broccoli and the kale and the Brussels sprouts, you know, just eat at least once a day. So those are super, super important. And then I just feel like I realize that people are so dehydrated. You know, they drink caffeine, they take over-the-counter meds, they're synthetic, so they dehydrate you. You know, there are a lot of things that dehydrate us. Animal protein dehydrates us, sugar dehydrates us. So women need 96 ounces, men need 120, and people are getting like 60 if they're lucky.
And sometimes not remineralizing too, if it's a filtered, right? And I always tell people too, like our body can't absorb, you know, we need minerals to absorb to actually make sure the cell is getting hydrated. And sometimes it's a big miss. You could be drinking a gallon of water and you're just flushing everything out and almost losing more, right? So and especially when everyone's, you know, afraid to drink certain waters and now the plastic waters and everything like that. It can, people too, they get confused. What do you mean remineralizing and not really understanding we're not getting those minerals from the soil anymore and from the food and you know how different things are now. But Yeah, the dehydration, true. I think, is really important for sure. And those are all my favorite veggies as well. I always gravitate towards them. They're great. And there's so many anti-cancer compounds in all of them too, which is just fantastic.
Yeah. And the tea. I mean, what kind of created the cleanse is like we do soups and salads.
Yeah.
So the soups, you know, it's so easy to make a soup once a week with all these mm-hmm. great vegetables. And then have a cup of it a day. You don't have to be having it lunch and dinner and making sure you get enough vegetables. Having a juice and having a soup with vegetables is like a home run. And then the hydration, I use Ultima Replenisher, that hydrating powder, because it's not loaded with sodium or chloride, but it has some, but it has magnesium, potassium, manganese, zinc, C, and it helps the water go into the cells. So I have people drink I dilute it in 32 ounces, drink two of those a day. So you at least get the baseline of the 64. Those three things, I think, are kind of a home run.
And don't you think like drinking it first thing in the morning or at least getting like 30 ounces down first thing when you wake up is not only is an easy way just to be like, all right, I already have 30 ounces in, small win for the day, but you just feel better. You're rehydrating the second you wake up. And it's, I don't know, for me, it's been such a important piece. No matter what, I'm going to drink water the first thing I wake up, no matter what I do. So is that how you got led into your cleanses, is from all the juicing that you were doing through your journey?
Yes. I mean, I worked for a couple of restaurants here in Los Angeles. There was a Cafe Gratitude, it's still around. M Cafe, which was around and is a little bit back. It's M Cafe is macrobiotic. The Cafe Gratitude is vegan. And then I worked for Erewhon but right when I graduated from my program, I put together food programs for them. And so I got to see what worked in all these different areas. I handheld those. They were cleanses at the time. They were called cleanses. I handheld the cleansers. And I got to see what they liked, what they didn't like. And then I created my own. So it was like perfect.
That is awesome. I mean, how fun and just full circle too. And you get to work with people, see and test everything out in the market to see what's really working well, what's selling well. What's your favorite cleanse on the menu?
Well, it probably is the gut cleanse because I feel like people don't get enough fiber. It has 50 grams of fiber.
Oh my gosh.
It cleans everybody out. Like by Friday, people are going three times a day and they're like, oh, this is what it's, you know, feels like to not have food stuck in the system and, you know, backed up. So I know, I love all of them because it just, you feel so nourished because it's all about, we do put a lot of love into the food as well. So the food is made organic and high quality, but also made with a lot of love.
It has good energy going in.
I mean, energetically, we Reiki it. We're we love what we do. So that's what is fun about it, you know, and it's fun to feed people. And now I'm doing blood work. So I do very extensive blood work panels on my clients. And I know that's a very popular thing now. Dr. Hyman is doing it. You know, we started doing it a year and a half ago with a lab in San Francisco. And I'm getting to see like really at the root level of what is going on with people's bodies. And that has been a game changer as well.
It is a game changer. I think it's a game changer for supplements too. Instead of just like throwing, you know, spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, actually understanding your baseline, what you're deficient in, why are we deficient in this? And supplementing in the right way. I do Dr. Hyman's functional database, all of his blood work. And that's how I found out I had the Hashis, was through his database, actually. Yes.
Wow.
Because he tested for antibodies and I was positive for antibodies. And my neuroendocrinologist did not test me for antibodies. So I went 2 years undetected after my last daughter. So yeah, I credit that. It's a really, really good way to go about your health and be proactive and preventative.
I mean, and also for menopause, you know, you should have a baseline of hormones, whether you're 30, 40, 50, you know, whatever, even before premenopause, perimenopause, you should have a baseline and then you should track it, you know, and then you can do something about it before you go into menopause. You could support your hormones, you know, if starting to fade and you need a little extra support, like it's so easy. That's what's wild.
You know, that's such a good point, but it's so hard because even I was at my endocrinologist and I was like, hey, let's test my hormone. I want to see where my hormones are at, over and over. Refuse to. He's like, there's no reason to. Everything is working fine. And blah, blah, blah. So it is hard if you don't have access to functional medicine or certain databases or just good, you know, memberships and communities around you. It is difficult to know where to start to get that help. But like you said, you can do something about it. And it's so worth it. So worth the money and the investment. It really is your health. It goes a long way. So through your membership, you do the cleanses, you do one-on-one consulting with clients, and then now you do blood work?
Yeah, that's been just game-changing and so fun, you know, like the blood work stuff. I mean, I'm shocked. When I see people's blood work, I mean, they don't test for antibodies. They don't even test the free T3. TSH, like, I'm like, what does that tell me? Like, it's just, they, you know, same with CRP, your inflammatory markers, or certain markers, you know, even with the heart stuff, like just genetic markers, or, you know, just, it's so important. There's so many things. I test heavy metals, you know, I test all the hormones. I test the steroid hormones that come out of your adrenals. Like, it just is really cortisol, insulin, you know, blood sugar, and like, it's just
all the things that matter. These are all things that can show information over time, right? And how your body's reacting and changing and shifting. Right.
Yeah, it was interesting. Just again, the client today has had a low white blood cell count since 2020. And so he finally decided like to reach out and figure out what he could do with the low white blood cell count. And his vitamin D was 26.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, the doctor didn't tell you to go on vitamin D, you know, like, I mean, at least like start to like support your immune system, right?
Right. Cause it's dangerous. I mean, you're walking around dangerous with low blood cell count, no vitamin D. Yeah.
And like taking zinc even, like there's such simple things, you know, zinc and D could probably just be the trick for him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that people have your guidance and your knowledge around this too, because it does get very confusing with all the information out there. So it's nice to have that guide.
Yeah.
And you wrote a book, Cancer Hacks, right?
Yes. Yep.
That's fantastic. So I ordered that and I can't wait to dive into that. Tell me a little bit about your inspiration around the book. I mean, I can imagine I know what that is, but tell me really, you know, were you like, I healed myself. I want to put all of these hacks into one place so someone really knows how to thrive. Is that kind of the meaning behind it?
That was the meaning behind it. And also, it was my story of what I did right and wrong and what my husband did right and wrong. You know, it was both of our stories of, you know, just what works and what doesn't work. So it was just more personal in that regard. And it was, yeah, it was just like, it just feels so amazing to be able to give people easy guidelines to how, what to do, what to follow, to just get to square one for themselves. You know, that is really, really crucial. And I do have a second book coming out. So it's called Aging Hacks.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be fantastic. I'm assuming the peptides will make a star appearance in that as well.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, you look amazing too. Like, if anyone's going to write the book, it's you.
Thank you. Yeah, I just, it's like really, again, you know, something I just want to get out there because it's so confusing, like we talked about, and where to start and where to begin and, you know, what's worked and what hasn't worked for me. So that will probably hopefully be coming out the first of the year.
The first of the year. Well, then you're busy because that is going to be right around the corner, right?
Right. You're right. Can't believe it. That's crazy.
Fantastic. Well, we'll definitely keep our eyes peeled for that. Can you tell me what your personal like top four cancer hacks from the book are for you?
Yes. So I would say, you know, just finding that emotional love for yourself, that emotional component is crucial. I would say my second one is making sure you sleep, quality sleep, just really focusing on, you know, that's when the body resets. So the third one would be, is just juicing, really. I think juicing and, you know, really eating a ton of really high quality organic vegetables and getting nutrients at a cellular level is my third one. So the fourth one would be having really good connections with people around you, like love, you know, just really having good friends and connecting with them and having a good circle of people that you can rely on.
Yeah, the meaningful connections and filling your cup. You know, it's one thing we talk about nutrition and food and, you know, the lifestyle aspect of it, but there really is, you know, whole health and what that really looks like is so much more to it. And having the deep, meaningful connections and being able to do things that bring you purpose and joy and knowing when to turn off and when to put the social media down and really connecting with yourself and getting quiet and slowing down, just all things that I think really contribute to like the big picture of health at the end of the day too, and can make a difference for people, because right now everything is go, go, go and so fast, and it's so hard to access quality, good food and, you know, to really understand what that's doing for our body. And like you said, on a cellular level, cellular health is everything, right? Cellular health, it's connecting everything for us. Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
People aren't connecting as much with people too, because we're on Zoom, we're not in the office, or, you know, it's just like, it's tricky, you know, we're not developing friendships as we used to. I think that, you know, since COVID, it isolated us a bit. And I think that that's done a disservice for our health, right?
I agree 100%. Since COVID, it's put just this glass wall between us and everyone else, you know, where working from home is just the norm. The Zooms are just a norm. And of course, it gives us access to many more people in our reach, which is great, but it does feel isolating in some regards. Even with clients, I'm sure you see people virtually all the time, right? Yeah. Versus sitting down face to face, it's a different feel. So I think that is really, really important. Yeah. So I know that you do the cleanses, and then tell me about a couple of other products that people can find on your website, and also what is just local versus what is virtual or able to ship in other places.
So the cleanses are local because they're put in glass, you know, so we don't ship those, but we do have bars, super seed bars that we ship across the country. We have plain ones and cacao ones. Also, Erewhon here locally makes my bars for me as well, and they're sold a little bit in a few places in Los Angeles. We have granola that we ship nationwide, but other than that, like the cleanse stuff is all local.
Yeah, that's great to know too. And so your community and your membership and people can virtually work with you no matter where they are too.
Yes, absolutely. It's
amazing.
Easy.
Yeah. No, that's so rewarding too. And I really appreciate you sharing just your journey with cancer and just overcoming it all. I mean, if there's a success story, this would be it. Literally healing yourself and going through everything that you have. And I'm sure, how old are your daughters now?
So they're 30 and 27.
Oh my God.
And my older one has a baby.
Oh,
it's crazy. So like I'm a grandmother, which is so bizarre. But yes, it's been really a hard journey, but a really beautiful journey for them as well. You know, they really appreciate life as much as I do and value, you know, the important things. So as much as that, it still is so hard for us. Still to this day, he passed away 20 years ago, and we miss him terribly. But we do appreciate the moments and the presence of, you know, where we're at, and we appreciate each other, and we work hard at that connection. So it did kind of propel us into that world. And they're both pretty healthy eaters. They know what's healthy and not, you know, they know about stress, they know about sleep. That's a beautiful thing as well.
That is a beautiful thing. And it is like so hard because cancer changes our life so much, sometimes for the good and sometimes still for the heartbreaking and grief and missing people after they pass. It's very hard to let go of, and we don't have to, you know, there can be space for both, but It is a very hard journey to see a parent go through all of that, and for you as a wife too, and then to work in this space. I always say too, like, when I got done with my mom's cancer, with my cancer, I'm like, I never want to talk about cancer again for the rest of my life. I want nothing to do with it. No one take a picture of me. I don't want this a part of my life in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
Fast forward 2 years when I couldn't recover and, you know, chemo destroyed my body. You figure out you have to do things yourself sometimes in an integrative way, and it puts you on a different path and gives you a different calling. So there's so many bittersweet moments go along with the journey, and to be able to connect with it in different ways too. And congrats on being a grandma. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Great. What did she have, a boy or a girl?
She had a boy.
That's nice.
She's just, you never really feel like you know what love is all about and how, you know, that you love someone, but this is a whole different level of love. Your heart just like breaks wide open. And it's like, oh my God. So
it's so beautiful. And just such a good feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so like, if I have a bad day, all I need to do is go hang with him for a little bit. And I'm like, okay. Like, you know,
and the best part about it is you don't have to do the disciplining and the raising at this point. Yeah. You get to come in for the fun stuff. My dad says to, I have two daughters, and he's like, I don't have to do any of the heavy lifting. This is just fun. And it's such a different feeling, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It is. So,
well, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And I really think that just your information is going to go a long way. And so many people can relate to everything that you've gone through. And as I'm sure you're seeing, I'm seeing a lot too, so many more people healing themselves without doing conventional medicine and doing more of a natural route. I feel like there's an explosion happening because of all the great information out there. So I have no doubt that this is only going to help people more too. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I love doing it. It's just like, it doesn't feel like work. That's the most beautiful thing. It just feels like, you know, an extension of me. So,
well, that's the key. That's what makes it fulfilling and less stressful.
Yeah, absolutely.